Esta es mágico en una contestación del podcast del miembro en abovetopsecret.com al americano verdadero con respecto a señales en idiomas extranjeros. This is magic in a member podcast reply on abovetopsecret.com to true American regarding signs in foreign languages. It's fun to discuss this, and yeah, okay, I'm kind of playing around a little bit. Just to kind of, you know, stick with the signs, and like I said, there is a lot of stuff going on here at the same time. There's a lot of issues that are wrapped up in this, and I think the signs, in a very ironic way, are a symbol of something much bigger. But, I think you got a point that maybe we'll stick to the signs and there will be plenty more. And by the way, Skeptic just launched the politics feed, and I think this is a very political topic, and you know, one of the things I want to do is comment on the whole illegal immigration issue, which does play into all this. It is a factor. It's something that, and I've got some opinions on. I got some pretty strong opinions on that, which may or may not bear on all this. But, you know, when we get down to it, I think we're on the same page with regard to the government stuff, you know, as far as public money being spent for stuff like, although I got to say this, certainly I'm big on English as the official language, and I think that is essential. If a country doesn't have that, you get this whole Tower of Babel kind of thing going on, and that is a major problem. It doesn't matter what the languages are. It's got to be a language. If there's no common language, that's a major problem. At the same time, there are situations where having signs in foreign languages makes sense, especially areas where there's like tourism and stuff like that. And there's just pragmatic stuff in areas where a lot of people, and you know, where you have American citizens whose primary language isn't English. I don't think it's unreasonable to have signs for them that are in other languages. But, once you cross over that, I realize there's a slippery slope there. I mean, okay, so you'll provide signs in Spanish, but you won't provide them in Cambodian, you know, in Stockton or something like that. So there's an issue there. And I think the right approach to that is, you know, there's kind of a common sense, kind of a reasonable approach to that. But, with regards to private property, it's a little bit more, I mean, you know, I'm pretty big on private property rights, and I understand your concerns, you know, okay, so there's going to be a bunch of Spanish language signs in my neighborhood, and again, there's a lot of issues going on there. I don't think it's just, you know, having to look at the signs. You know, there's whole issue of like, you know, you mentioned things like property values. Hey, these are worthwhile things. You know, but again, I don't want to go too far on that. Some things to think about, though. If you want to put a sign up in your neighborhood, in a language that you want to put it up in your business or whatever, you know, isn't there some sort of First Amendment thing going on there? And, you know, and as far as that goes, by the way, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about the First Amendment, especially because of the 14th Amendment. You know, the First Amendment reads, Congress shall make no law, you know, and the implication of that was that the federal government wouldn't be telling people what they could or could not say. However, there never really, until the 14th Amendment came along, there really never really was a prohibition for state and local governments from regulating that kind of stuff. And we still see that today in terms of just what ordinances can be passed and upheld. It's amazing what cities can do. And certainly signs and property, you know, the whole issues with, you know, public, you know, city ordinances with regards to property and, you know, setbacks and easements and all these other things. So it's certainly reasonable that signs would fall into that. Again, from a business standpoint, if business is improved by having signs in foreign languages, I'm sympathetic to a business owner wanting to make money. That's what businesses are supposed to be doing. At the same time, if you're a neighbor that's finding this problematic, you have every right to work this kind of stuff out, you know, at the city level. And that's my recommendation. If you're actually seeing this and feeling threatened by it or whatever, talk to the city council and see how that goes. The reality of it is, this has been going on for a while. This is nothing new, and it's not limited to just Mexican immigration. This goes back, again, you know, we talk about all these little cities that are named after other countries. This is tradition in our country to have these kinds of places where groups of people from foreign countries that are coming here, newly Americans, and of course there's a whole issue with illegal immigration, but let's, just talking about legal immigration, it's natural for people from other countries to want to stick together. Sometimes they have a choice, sometimes they don't, but there's, granted they want the kinds of things that America has to offer, and God bless them for that. I can't, on the other hand, give them a hard time for also wanting to just feel a little comfort of having other people around that speak the same language. It's a very natural human thing. And actually, I think that's what's kind of you might be feeling under assault here, is your own feeling of, just wanting to be surrounded by a feeling that you're in an English-speaking country. And I can't knock that. It's not my place to do that. Anyway, this is something that we might want to flesh out a little bit more, actually, on the PTS feed or, continue in this thread. But also, you mentioned Marge. I'd love for Marge. Marge, if you're listening to this, please get your podcasting situation. I'd love to get you on the podcast. I think it'd be great. And hey, True American for the Girls Music, definitely. I love your music, so keep that coming, man. And if you want to rebut to this, we can go back and forth some more. I love that. I just love that. So anyway, long rambling response. Just saying, yeah, I'm totally with you on the government thing. And the private thing, I'm not even sure we necessarily even disagree that much. I think it's really just a question of, how you do it, how you deal with it. But in any case, if you think I'm kind of missing or talking past you or something here, let me know and just give me another reply. I love this podcasting. It just rocks. Anyway, this is Magic, a.k.a. Mahiko. AbovetopSecret.com member podcast reply. Signing out for now.